Hi, this is Dave Smith. I served in the Air Force for 25 years, mostly as a navigator. In this display case, what you see are aircraft mostly developed in the 50s in response to Cold War pressures of the Soviet Union. Some served not only in Korea and Vietnam, but also in Desert Storm. As you look at these aircraft, look at their nicknames, which is after the alphanumeric characterization. Some like Sky Raider, Super Sider, Super Saber, Intruder, and Tracker, and see if you can figure out what the aircraft mission actually was just from their nickname. Otherwise, the first alpha character you see is going to designate what type of mission it was designed for. You'll see planes like starting with an A, for that's for attack. B is for bomber. F is for fighter. E is for electronic warfare officer. S is for subhunters. Some of these planes are Air Force planes, some of them are Navy, and some of them are joint. In the top shelf, what I'd like to show you is there's a plane on the right called the F-100. That's an Air Force aircraft. It was the first of the Century Series fighter and the first capable of supersonic flight speed and net level flight. I say net level flight because it's very similar to you being on your bike going down a hill. You're going to go a lot faster as you gain momentum and then you will just going on a straight and level. So that's why they talk level flight. The Navy and the Air Force both flew the A-1H. It could fly low and slow and thus support ground troops, but it was also very vulnerable to enemy anti-aircraft and even small arms and weapons. In the middle is an Air Force F-4. This was the workhorse of both low-level bombing and aircraft intercepting and strafing in Vietnam. On the right, the Navy and the Air Force both flew the A-7, effectively as low-level bombing. The Navy A-7s were stationed on characters in Tonkin Gulf, and thus they were convenient to attacking both Haiphong and Hanoi. On the second shelf, you'll see a couple of bombers in the middle. The B-58 was the first supersonic nuclear delivery system. Its problem was it had a short combat radius and was soon replaced by B-52. The Air Force also had the B-57, which was developed in the early 50s as a medium-range bomber. Then it became a reconnaissance aircraft. During nuclear testing in the Pacific in the 50s and 60s, it actually flew through the mushroom clouds from the bombs and gathered data. I often wondered about the health of those crewmen. The A-6 up front was a Navy aircraft, not only used as an attack aircraft in Vietnam, but as an electronic warfare jamming platform. Back in the lower, in the left corner of this second shelf, is what I call one of the earliest versions of a mechanical computer. I like to call it a whiz wheel. It's like a circular slide rule. Most of you probably don't even know what a slide rule is either. This was way before computers. It was used to determine speeds, wind direction, and timings in flight. The biggest deterrent for navigation when you're flying is being blown off course by the winds. If you can't see the ground, you're not sure what's happened to your plane because of if the weather was below you or something like that. So we use that quite a bit. On the third shelf, you look on the left, there's a Navy S-2. This was an anti-submarine aircraft used to track Soviet submarines during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Right next to it is an F-8. This is also Navy, and it was the first aircraft in the history of military aviation capable of exceeding 1,000 miles per hour in level flight. When you go down to the fourth shelf, there are two aircraft I want you to look at. The first one on the left is the Air Force F-15. This came into the inventory after Vietnam. It was a much more reliable flight system due to the shift from the electrical mechanical instrumentation to more microelectronics. And the blue one in the middle is a Soviet MiG-29. This first flew in 1977 to provide credible air-to-air counterpart to the F-15s. An interesting story, a Marine fighter pilot flying as an exchange officer with an Air Force squadron of F-15s actually shot down an Iraqi MiG-29 in Desert Storm. There's a helicopter in this one, the SH-3. This was a helicopter and a submarine weapon system. Then the weapons were used to attack subs and add protection to the carrier task force. As you see the plane on the right with the wings folded up, this is an A-3. It's a heavy attack initially used as a carrier nuclear weapon system. It was later reconstituted as an electronic warfare airplane. The Air Force version was a B-66, and it was used as a medium-range bomber. That also converted to reconnaissance and electronic warfare, and I actually flew this over in Vietnam. What they did was they gutted the bomb bay and installed lots of radars, cameras, and jammers, so we became an electronic warfare platform. On the bottom shelf, you'll see a couple of interesting aircraft. The first one in the front is the small one is a Navy A-4. This bore the brunt of the Navy and Marine strike missions in Vietnam. A total of 257 of these aircraft were shot down in Vietnam, including a couple of Medal of Honor recipients and a person you may have heard about, Lieutenant Commander John McCain. Not only was he a longtime POW, but when he was released, many years later, he became a senator from Arizona and a presidential candidate. The plane on the right with the big dome on top, that's an E-1B. It started out as a C-1, which was a carrier onboard delivery system. And then they converted it to reconnaissance so they could watch for enemy aircraft around a carrier task force. The dome contains radar antennas. And the last thing you're going to see in here, which is really important to know about, is the tail hook. You see across the middle of the display case a big brown and white piece of metal. It was on the back bottom of all aircraft and is utilized when you're flying back on a carrier. It is designed to catch one of four incredibly strong wires attached to a hydraulic system that brings the aircraft from about 150 miles an hour to zero in just a matter of feet.